Bet you guys are biting at the bit to get a meet in, aren't you?
we are. It's kind of like Friday we talked about. It's time to get out and play and see what we can do. A month of practice, and the boys have had all they wanted. It's time to go play and see what we got.
I know you and I talked back when Jack's signing took place. You're excited, ready to go. You guys have been practicing, but a lot of long hours in and ready to go for Cross Creek. And you feel pretty good about this team. And I'm sure this team is excited. The experience is back. Let's make it a good spring.
Yeah. We're biting at the bit, ready to get out and get on the course and actually see what we can do. It was kind of funny looking at the RPAC rundown. You know, we have a great team coming back, but looking at a lot of the area teams, about everybody has people back, so I think it's going to be a dogfight all year.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams. Talking with Ben over at Dundee County, Stratton, Drew down at Southwest. I talked to Coach Reeves over at Cambridge. Everybody has got one and maybe even two kids back that they feel like can shoot low this year and try to get their teams atop the leaderboard each and every meet they go to.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good golf every tournament we go to, you know, and that you can look back at how the RPAC finished at state golf meet. You know, we took the bigger portion of the medals there, and we're just excited to get out there and see what we can do. You know, we got four coming back that was on that state team, and we got two new ones, Grady Erickson, which he's played before, but right now he's sitting at our number four golfer. And then we got a new kid out. He's a senior, Cole Block, but I'll tell you what, he's pushing Dylan right now for that fifth spot. So for first year out, he's golfing really well.
Isn't that cool to see? You want challenges. I mean, sure, you have a pretty good idea of the experience coming back, but you want those younger kids. Hey, just don't sit back and think, okay, it'll be my turn next year. Hey, challenge them and get yourself in position, can't they?
Yeah, that's right. Like I said, competition always breeds competition, and we've got four scores that we've got on the practice, and I'll tell you what, from about number three down, there's five strokes between them from four to six. So yeah, they're competing well, and they know what the big picture is, and they'd all like to be a part of it, and so we're just waiting to see what's going to happen with them.
Great meet at Cross Creeks, great course and everything. You know that course pretty well, and boy, this should be a fun one to watch on Wednesday.
Yep, it will be, and the weather don't sound real great, but I told the boys, prepare for it, bring extra stuff, because usually we play that one through regardless. We've been down there when it's sleeted and snowed, and we usually just play through it, so be prepared for it, but, you know, every other team's got to play through it too, so.
And again, that schedule solid each and every meet you go to. You're going to face some good teams and good challenging courses each and every time out.
Yep. Well, we're excited to get hit the ground running and see what we can do.
And, of course, Jack Baker's he's kind of solidified himself as, I think, the one guy right now. But it's close there at the top with a couple of returnees guys. It's really close, I bet, isn't it?
Yeah. Got Jack number one and Braden Melcher number two. But I'll tell you what, them two, through our practice rounds, they've been back and forth on the scoreboard. So even the top of our leaderboard, they're fighting tooth and nail. You know, they would still like to have that one. And then we got Cole Graham back as our number three golfer, and Grady Erickson as our number four. And we got Dylan Colemorgan as our five right now. And that Cole Block is going to be our first man up. He's going to be our JV player, but don't count him out before the end of the year.